From 2 Tango Mobile.
Where in the heck you been? In 0 TR.
A little town called Hickman this morning. Had a property inspection up there. And that's a little bit different than anyone I've done before. Because usually I've had them where I just go take a bunch of pictures inside and outside. Or sometimes I take pictures in and outside and also draw a diagram of the building itself. Well, today I had to draw a diagram of the building, but it included every room inside with measurements. So it took 2 hours to do this one this morning.
Tell me, you could have went to the chicken man and ordered 6 new chickens and just threw them in that junky old car of yours and brought them down here.
Yeah, right. And now, you weren't awake. You weren't alive when I went out this morning. I left the house at right around 9 o'clock, and headed that way because I didn't know what kind of. My appointment was for 10. We both got there early at 9:30, so I was able to get started a half hour early. But it took 2 hours, so it was 11:30 when I left there.
Just about 9, and then we went to Crowns Now down in Greer for a dentist appointment. And I sat there and talked to Jerry, and I talked to Tal, that's Tango Alpha Lima, for a while. And he just disappeared for some reason. And I hollered at you a couple times, but I went down to Walmart, washed the car, and come back and watched the pollen get back on it.
My buddy in GU, Bill, this morning, as I was going out, we were talking with another new ham. He was discussing what kind of antenna to get for his car, and or his truck. He has a pickup truck with a camper on the back of it, or cover on it. And we were talking and giving him some advice and where to look for antennas and what to look for and that type of thing. So Bill and I had a good chance to talk with this guy before I was going up. And then as I got closer to where I was going, having not been up in that area in probably 5 or 6 years or more, I figured I better get off the radio and pay attention to where I was driving.
It's kind of got the twisties going up there. I just follow the GPS. And the chicken man, the GPS, for some reason, puts him in the wrong place. So we always go by the first place that says to turn after you get into Inman and take the second turn. And it seems like it works out all right. We're going to get rid of these other chickens on the far side out there and get some more of those ones like lay real good here on. And we'll be short of eggs then, but who cares for a while? They'll start laying in about 6 months. But Jerry didn't get back with me. He had a neighbor that might have wanted him. And Patrick said he was going to say something to somebody about him. So I think I'll just take him up and give him to the chicken man.
And he can probably find someplace else to get, give him to somebody or something. And get some out of your house or out of your chicken house anyway. Well, that's good. And I stopped at McAllister's and had me a baked potato for lunch, and now I'm headed home. I got to finish redoing my drawing so it's readable and hopefully figure out that all of my measurements measure up and for the inside. Fortunately, I don't have to worry about the outside. I just need to make sure the inside all measures up. At least the outside walls, anyway, all measure up. The inside walls are all kind of strained because it used to be a dentist office before. Right now it's vacant. They're trying to lease it to somebody.
Well, you all geared up for the solar eclipse? except for the astronomers. There are a lot of dumb people out there.
No, I saw one 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, when it come over us here. And, hey, that was my chance to see one. You know, they all look the same after that. I mean, the sun, the moon goes between the sun and the earth, and, you know, you get that nice round black circle and the corona around it. So, you know, I saw it before, so. I don't think it's going to look any different this time, just from a different angle. But, you know, hey, been there, done that, and got a certificate for it.
Well, I don't care anything about it, and I'm not going to waste my time with it, but I can see where astronomers would. They get a lot of good information. But there's all kinds of weird predictions out there. Tal was telling me about it, and I'm just not going to worry about it. You know, I worry about it about as much as I do Friday the 13th, which is none. Oh, shoot. Well, got the lawn mowing down the day before yesterday again. So now I'm all stoved up. But I went out yesterday and went over it again to rake up the grass. It looks pretty nice. It's supposed to rain tonight anyways, I think, Rusty.
The guy supposed to, he said he was going to come today to do my grass, and I haven't heard from him and don't know whether he's been there or not. And so I'll call him when I get back to the house and see if he is coming out today, because I got out and did some manual labor yesterday. Patched up a spot on the back of the wall of the house on the outside to keep water from getting in and bees from making a honeycomb in there. And also did some weed eating around the mailbox out by the road, and then also trimmed back a couple of plants that I have in the yard. One had gotten some limbs broken. It's a smaller one. And when they were doing all those trucks that were over my house during the work time, they backed over the edge of it, so it broke a couple of limbs, so I cut them off. And then the other one was getting so big it was taking over the corner of the house. I trimmed it back, even though you're not supposed to do that until the fall. But I whacked away at it, so I have two piles of limbs that need to be thrown down into the woods. And I just didn't feel like doing it yesterday afternoon. I was tired after doing that.
Well, get you some of that Talstar or Bifenthrin. Spray it around there wherever you don't want bugs or any invasive things. Right now, every time I back out of the garage, there's probably 25 to 50 beetles on the ground there. It makes a mess if I forget to go out and blow it off or I back the car out. Well, I had to take Maurice to the dentist this morning and go to Wally World and get some super glue, and I bought some of these little laminating sheets. They're self-laminating, but they're real small ones. I just printed my RRL certificate for next year. I'd paid it, a couple of months ago. But I hadn't printed it out, and this is a little ID card. So I'm going to laminate it, and I didn't want to fire up the heated one to do that. And I went out to the no-brush car wash out there towards the... Well, it's right before you go to Walmart. It means I had to go into Walmart anyways. Now, I don't like those brush-type car washes. I had one damage a fender decal on my truck one time. It was a brand-new place out here on Wade Hampton. And I said, rain on that. I'm not going back to that anymore.
Ones are brushless myself when I get mine done. So anyhow, well, I'm on the road down the way down to the house here. I'll be down there in a minute or two, and get home, change. Oh, I don't know. I guess I'll keep on what I've got on because I got barbershop rehearsal tonight. And I'll go in there and then take out my paperwork and then work on my drawing to get a finished drawing that looks neat and for all the numbers to be read and all that stuff. So, and then I'll scan it in because I'll have to upload it along with all the pictures I took today. So I'll get it all done, and then, hey, they'll pay me tomorrow. That'll be good. And getting things done like that and taking care of business, as they say. Oh, and they're working like crazy on this new subdivision they're building over here. Looks like they're putting in all the infrastructure, putting in all the pipe for the runoff of the rain and things like that. And going to get them a retention pond for all that water to run into. And then they're going to start marking off housing spaces. Oh, that's what it is. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 time because I'm just around the curve from the house. you and Bernice have a good afternoon, and I'll turn the radio on in the house in a little bit. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Nice to hear you this morning. Glad you got back safe. 76 degrees, 6 to 12 out of the southwest. Feels like 72, it says here on my weather station. And it's going to be a beautiful day. So I think I'll take my T-shirt off. I got a long-sleeve shirt on. Finish up my coffee, and I'm going outside. Take care. W2T and 0TR 73.